Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass from Agrible and Nutrien Ag Solutions joins us on this wet day. It's going to turn cold pretty soon here in Urbana-Champaign.
Yeah, it is. And that front swept through here, you know, through central Illinois this morning. And our temperatures will be dropping all the rest of the day. I think tomorrow morning or even late tonight might be a good night to put a fire in the fireplace and enjoy some late fall-like weather. That is for certain.
Yeah, the place we know they can put a fire in the fireplace is where they're having a blizzard. Can you tell me about that northwestern part of the Corn Belt and other places to the west?
Yeah, it's really a combination of factors that have made things so rough in the north central part of the United States, specifically the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. And the problem is that with that the snow that's coming down, it really is just now really starting to make big problems. And what I mean by that is the upper level low that was creating this big surface winter storm, those two things have kind of lined up vertically, and they're just going to sit and spin over parts of northern Minnesota, and the backside of that stretches all the way through the Dakotas. So we have a crop up there that we know is vulnerable to, of course, to an early freeze. It's vulnerable to any adverse weather like this at this time of year, and that system's going to sit there and spin for the next, I don't know, maybe 18 to 24 hours. So we've got sustained winds that are 20 to 40 miles an hour, and sometimes they're gusting even higher. We have a wet snow that's on the ground, and it's really going to do a lot of damage, I think, to the crop in that area. And that front that just went through us actually extends all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So here in a little bit, it'll be getting into the, going past Houston. So this is a big system that that is wrapping up in the middle part of the country, and it is going to continue to cause problems into the early part of this weekend for the Dakotas.
So that's the blizzard part or the snowfall part. That's hard enough. It comes along with freezing temperatures as well.
Yeah, we are looking right now at the areas across the country where the National Weather Service has at least put out freeze warnings, and those do extend into western and northern Illinois. I think right around here in eastern Illinois, we're going to get down tomorrow morning to about 33 degrees. I think we should all go out and see if we stay right above that freezing mark, but it'll be a chilly early morning tomorrow morning. But the freeze warnings extend, of course, through parts of Missouri, through most of Kansas, down into the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, which cuts across a big part of Oklahoma. All of Iowa is in this, and so is Wisconsin. So we're kind of putting a pretty hard stop here on the growing season for those areas and every point to the west and north of there, because those areas that I just described will be getting a temperature down below 28 degrees that will last for a few hours. So anything that was planted later, replanted, if the GDUs didn't get to add up and the crop just didn't get to maturity, well, it's done at this point for much of the central and really the western Corn Belt at this time because of the size and strength of this really powerful low-pressure system.
Otherwise, our weekend looks okay?
Yeah, after it sweeps through, things are kind of cleared out for a little while. So higher atmospheric pressure will build in. We're going to get some cooler weather, but it's going to be sunny. We do have to watch in northern Illinois for some of the wraparound from that bigger system that's way up in Minnesota. We could get some showers wrapping on the north side of it. But other than that, it looks like a sunny weekend. And about the only other thing we're watching in the near term is this little shortwave that's coming around the backside of this bigger system right now that could kick through here on Monday night into Tuesday, giving us our next chance at rain. But honestly, after that, things kind of calm down until we get the effect of something that's hitting Japan today. And that's what's crazy. There's this typhoon that's going over Japan today and tomorrow called Hagibis. It's a powerful one. It's going to get sucked into the jet stream flow. And by the time we get out to maybe the 19th or 20th, that the remnants of that are actually going to be disturbing the jet stream flow over us, which is what makes our week two forecast look wet again. And I know that nobody listening wants to hear me say that it looks wet. We all need this crop to dry down and get it to harvest here. And the problem is that when I look out, at least over the next 2 weeks, we paint a pretty wet picture, adding what we've got today, what's coming in on Monday night to Tuesday, and then this system around the 19th and 20th. That's what we're watching in the near term, and it's not harvest friendly.
Yeah, so the jet stream at that time, is it flat across the United States and where, or is it dipping deep into the U.S.? And the two things are a little different, but they still drop rainfall.
Absolutely. So we are seeing the jet stream when that disturbance, comes across from the typhoon. It's going to dip right back into the configuration we've seen for much of this fall, which has been this southwestern trough and this bigger ridge over the southeast. It seems like a pattern we just cannot shake. That is until maybe once we get to the very end of October and beginning of November, some of the longer range models, which were just released yesterday, are giving us a hint that we're going to flatten out that jet stream pattern and potentially get in more seasonable weather, and that would be drier. I mean, this is one of our driest times of year, and it looks like maybe to finish the month and get into the month of November, we could go back over to a slightly drier pattern. But if I were to use a forecasting technique that I was taught in school, which is the persistence forecasting technique, that would go certainly against what the models are saying right now. And I'm just going to say we got to watch this one with a really close eye here, because I think our harvesting windows are going to be tight, at least in the near term, because of that flow pattern you mentioned.
We should probably close out our discussion by taking a look at South America, please.
South America has been an interesting forecast challenge, and that's because some of the kind of the antics that the atmosphere is playing on us over in the Indian Ocean would make it look as though the South American monsoon should be really going and they should get a lot of early season rain. But we've seen some of the reports, and we know that they're off to a late start with planting soybeans in Brazil. They're off to a late start planting full season corn in Argentina. And they really haven't made much of a start with the beans in Argentina just yet. Compared to a year ago, things were just going like mad. And so we've got this delay. Now, as you and I have been talking about, we know this isn't a big factor on soybeans because the soybeans, they have such a large planting window. It really just might impact how much second crop corn they produce. And I think about 75% of Brazil's corn is that second crop, that safrinha crop, with only about 25% being the full season stuff that they plant now. So I think we're going to have to watch Brazil carefully. The eastern side of Brazil, so think Tocantins, Goiás, Bahia, those regions are dry. They're getting some rains that will help the planting progress for soybeans in Mato Grosso and far southern Brazil near Uruguay. Outside of that, in Argentina, north and east Argentina is wet, but south and west is dry. So they're not having that smooth of a start to their this growing season either. So it's kind of the Americas are struggling a bit right now.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrible.